USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's unemployment rate dropped slightly in January. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.4% to 6.3% for the month, the economy adding 49,000 jobs, slightly fewer than expected. As far as what the Dems' coronavirus relief package will do to the economy, Stephen Moore is a FreedomWorks senior economic contributor. He says,
the economy is so well teed up right now for just an explosive growth in 2021. You know, now we have the lowest unemployment rate of virtually the entire industrial world, much lower than Europe does. You know, where they're at about 10%. And actually, the unemployment problem, Bill, to the extent it still really exists, is in states like California, New York.
More speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it was no small task for the NFL competing during the coronavirus pandemic.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Actor John Travolta is starring in an ad during Sunday's Super Bowl. Travolta will be appearing in a commercial for Scott's and Miracle-Gro with his daughter. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's sorry for her past offensive comments. The Georgia Republican issuing an apology today, saying she feels freed after being kicked off House committees. She was also asked about apologizing to David Hogg, who was a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
David Hogg was an adult when I talked to him. I don't think any of you have realized that. David Hogg was working with the organization they were going around working hard for strict gun control laws. I'm very opposed to those policies. And so being in the same situation as David Hogg, my voice matters too. And so, no, I'm not sorry for telling him he shouldn't push for gun control. What we need to do is we need to protect our children. I think you're expecting we should protect our children and your baby as well with good guys with guns and not allow them to be sitting there sitting ducks. Yeah, thank you.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is joining the Heritage Foundation as a distinguished visiting fellow and columnist for the Daily Signal news publication. Pence saying he looks forward to rolling up his sleeves and working with an all-star team as they make the strong case for national defense, free markets, and traditional values. And finally, President Biden will take part in a long-standing tradition on Super Bowl Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will be interviewed by CBS News before the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A driver escaped serious injury when a cement truck struck a traffic light pole and ripped the pole and the traffic light control from its base, knocking out all traffic lights on Brigham Road Thursday afternoon. Officers in Washington City arrested a local man wanted on multiple felony warrants in connection with cases involving forgery, drugs, and counterfeit bills passed throughout Washington County. A Cedar City man convicted of felony counts of aggravated assault, firearm possession, and operating a meth lab was sentenced to prison on Monday. Utah veterans will soon gain access to low-cost courses at colleges and universities statewide as a result of newly passed legislation. And a proposed stalking amendments bill has moved to the House. Local advocacy groups oppose its message. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 59 today, clear and 30 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny and 61. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You see, the reason why I ran for Congress is because I really don't respect what our government has become. As just an ordinary American, someone who's had to work hard all my life, someone who's been married for almost 25 years and raised three kids, and I got to tell you, my three kids are the greatest part of my life. That's the best thing I've ever done, is to be a mom. I really love our country, I love our freedoms, and I sincerely want all of your children, my children, and all of us to continue to have the opportunity to have the American dream. But our government is failing us. Free speech really matters. And yesterday, when the Democrats and 11 of my Republican colleagues decided to strip me of my committee assignments, education and labor, and the budget committee, you know what they did? They actually stripped my district of their voice. They stripped my voters of having representation to work for them for the budget. A successful business owner that knows how to make a profit, not a loss. That's what my district voted for me for. I'm a mom with three kids who has taken my children to gun-free school zones.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show. Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a hero. Hope she runs for president. I don't know, though. The Dominion systems might not let that happen. But you know what, though? Because of all the fraud we have in all of our elections all the way down. But I tell you what, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I have a special guest. I actually have two special guests with me right now. I have Paul Gooch with me. How are you?
Hi.
He is my co-host today. You're going to love him. And also the Ron Paul interview in the next hour. And Alan Stevo joins us, the guy who wrote Bitcoin, the book on Bitcoin, and is a wonderful journalist in the last hour. And then also, I have Kristen Chevrier with us for a few minutes to talk about our show yesterday in talking about Bill 117 and just kind of talking about a little bit about what's going on up at the Hill in Utah. Also, Mike Lindell's movie is out. Oh, you got to see this. Mike's awesome. I've asked him to be on the show, so hopefully he'll respond. And also, well, all kinds of stuff actually going on. So, Kristen, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad. I really want, you know, we're frustrated. We're frustrated at some of the things we're seeing in the last minute kind of processes that are going on. We got a lot at stake. We have government that seeks to add more control and more authority to their roster, as if they don't have enough. And so people are wondering what's going on up at the Hill in Utah. And you're up there all the time.
So there's a lot going on.
Yes, please.
There's a lot going on up there, and there's a lot not going on that
okay.
should be going on. I just got off of a call with several other politically active people, and we were talking about the fact that there are several bills that need to be heard that seem to just be sitting in the Rules Committee. And then, of course, there are other bills that are not written yet or not finished that need to come out, and anything that's not out by midweek next week is probably not going to make it through the session. So I would like to encourage the listeners to do two things. There's a HB 92, and I can't tell you a ton about this bill, but I know that there are families in Utah that are mutilating their children on for sex change reasons. And this bill would make it so that you cannot do that with a child that's under the age of 18. So this is HB 92, and it is languishing in rules right now, and it needs to come out. So if we could put some pressure on our representatives to talk to the Rules Committee and get this bill out, it needs to be heard.
Okay.
And I mean, we have so many people who support this bill, but it's just sitting there.
Right.
So again, that's HB 92. And it's, I think Senator Bramble is actually at least the co-sponsor. He may be the Senate sponsor on that. It's a great bill, and it would protect a lot of children. We have 1,000 or more a year who are having this done.
Jeez.
Because their parents think that they want to be the opposite gender. And you can't reverse it.
Ooh, I can't imagine.
That's one.
Okay. Okay.
The other one that's a hot button right now is HB 117, and there's a lot of confusion going around about that. That's the vaccine reporting requirement.
We talked about this
the
yesterday.
The initial purpose, you talked about it yesterday,
yesterday,
right?
On the show. Yep.
Okay. So the initial purpose of the bill was to expand the database that has existed since the year 2000, at least. It might be 1998. They've been collecting data on vaccinations on a voluntary basis for the providers. Any provider who wants to participate can, so it's not, you know, every vaccine is not in there.
Okay.
But the entire time there's been an opt-out process. It's just very obscure. So this bill was going to make it so that, and may still, make it so that every provider has to put every vaccine into the system. Now, there's still the opt-out, but it's clunky. It's old. It's like a mail-in thing. You print out a form and you mail it in. And so when we testified against it in the House committee, and for some reason, it still passed unanimously, which gave us the clue that it was probably going to pass the House as well with a large margin. So Carrie Ann Lisenby and I wrote an amendment that would make it at least so that they had to be transparent about the opt-out. And so that it would mean that every provider has to tell the person that the information is being put into a database unless they opt out and tell them how to opt out. It also made it so that the health department has to put the opt-out right on the home screen so that you don't have to do three clicks and a scroll in order to find the opt-out, and make it automated so that it's an online form instead of print out and take
it. Yeah, they make it really hard. I mean, we might as well just put it on the back of donkeys and send them up to, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the amount of crazy.
In this day and age, for you to have to do that is ridiculous.
Okay.
Anyway, the short story is that it is actually not a great bill. It's a bad bill, and I don't see any reason why the state should be tracking people's vaccinations. The reason that they give is that a lot of people forget what they've had, and then they have to repeat vaccines, and if they just had it in the database, then that would not happen, and so really it's saving people. That's the argument.
Yeah.
But we all know that when information is in a database, even with the best of intentions, it can get hacked, it can be misused. There are all kinds of things that happen on an everyday basis with databases.
Right.
And really what we should have, if we want to get the vaccines, is a little card where we write down the vaccines, and it can just be something you keep in your purse or whatever you want to do, but it shouldn't have to be this.
Right.
And so anyway, I actually at this point, I had been trying to amend it, but I'm thinking that it's getting to the point where between what the sponsor wants and insists on and what we want and insist on, the best idea maybe just to kill it. So
yes,
that's
please.
What I would encourage people to ask their senators to do.
Okay.
And actually, it's not even into the Senate committee until probably next week. So
okay.
At least for my group, I'll be sending out updates, because I think it's important that we address bills in a timely manner. And when you've got 100 bills coming across your desk every day and somebody tells you about one that's about a week out, you're not going to remember when it gets to that.
Right.
I mean, just being practical, it's not, you can't remember all that. So I tell people when it's headed into the committee and I say, these are the people on the committee, please contact these people, or when it goes to the House or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to sign up for my email list, it's at yourhealthfreedom.org.
Yourhealthfreedom.org.
And then you click on the Get Involved button, and I'll send you updates if you're interested. But the number again is HB 117, and I think it's best just to kill it. I think it's just too much of a mess.
When they slid in that language, I actually contacted the representatives of this bill, and I wasn't very nice, I'll say that. And then they wrote back and said, one said, well, I didn't even know. And the other one was, well, it's an opt-out. You just misunderstand. And I said, no, it's not an opt-out. It was a, now you have to provide a vaccination verification other ways. It didn't remove the provide vaccine verification. And so it wasn't an opt-out, that part of it to me. And so anyway, mm-hmm. we went back and forth.
Right.
But Representative Ward is a really horrific, he's so horrific. His whole career has been horrific. We talk about him every time a session comes up. So he is one of the main ones behind this bill. And it's really frustrating because these people do not know how to defend your rights. So
I would encourage people, when you do write to your legislators, mm-hmm. it doesn't hurt anything to be polite. You can be firm and
Fine.
Still be polite.
All right. Next time I'll be more polite. But I was really ticked.
And I guess I skipped over the part where there was actually a third substitute that was rushed uh-huh. in at the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a good substitute until the original bill sponsor added those two lines, the 50 and 51.
Yep.
It would have been a really great substitute, but he won't allow that substitute without his two lines. And if we take it out, we're going to take out the good part, too. And mm-hmm. so that's why I'm thinking, let's just not bother with it. Let's just get rid of it.
So tell your state senators to kill 117.
Do you have time?
I have about a minute left. Go for it.
Okay. Tomorrow, Allison McDowell is coming to the Christian Life Center in Layton.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get all the details on that, they're on my website. It's yourhealthfreedom.org. It's a presentation on digital slavery and our children, predatory philanthropy, human capital finance, and the gamified world.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's very interesting to listen to. So if you're up in that area, go to yourhealthfreedom.org and get the information and join us at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Up in Layton this Saturday, tomorrow night. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. Yourhealthfreedom.org. Thank you, Kristen. You're awesome.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good
All
work.
Right.
I really appreciate you
Thank
up there.
Thank you.
She's one voice we can count on up there. And I really appreciate Kristen for all of her hard work and diligence. We're going to come back. We have such a kind of a weighty topic. It really is, because it's about our republic. And we're going to explore with Paul some things that will help us to kind of understand, kind of laying that foundation to understand how to get this republic back. Because I know all of you are just, you don't know what to do next. And this is so frustrating. And so this is going to be fun, huh, Paul? Yeah. Whoops, there
looking
we go.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh,
this is
going
to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We'll be right back. Yourhealthfreedom.org. Click for, she'll keep you, she's up there every day up at the Capitol. She'll let you know what's going on. I like Kristen and all of her hard work. And then also that event for her tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Up in Layton. And you can get information on that at yourhealthfreedom.org if you're up there. Also, Staley, anyway, we'll come back. Anyway, be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
How would you like to work for one of the fastest growing companies in Southern Utah? Balance of Nature employs more than 200 local individuals and plans to double that number over the next 6 months. We have always been a locally owned and operated company, and we never want to leave this area of Southern Utah. By supplying our whole food products directly to individuals, online or over the phone, Balance of Nature has served over a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature helps real people be a part of something that's making a difference. Be a part of Balance of Nature.
The culture here is so amazing. Everyone is so happy and helpful.
I enjoy my job at Balance of Nature because I'm able to help people improve their lives.
I have only been here for 6 months, and I can see a path for me to move up in the company.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
Hi, it's Greg from the world-famous Gold Ore Store. Today is a great day, my dear friends. Today is your day. Silver has finally received the support from the online forum communities. Reddit decided to pool their resources together and buy GameStop. And look what they did to Wall Street traders and those bankers. These same people and many other are at this very moment changing history as I speak. Have you heard the local and national news? The silver traders have been manipulating silver for the bankers and big business for hundreds of years. The time has come for silver to take its seat as the most highly valued precious metal. And these folks are out to make a difference for all of you that have either had silver in storage for decades or have wanted to buy into this silver bullion market. There is no more time to wait, folks. The time is now. Call the Gold Ore Store today, 435-703-9119. Now for a limited appointment or goldorestore.com.
Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets at the best mattress price. Presidents Day sale. Plus, get a free gift up to $300 with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress and no interest for 72 months. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
If you're looking to replace missing teeth or get rid of problematic dentures, but your dentist told you you're not a candidate for dental implants, come and talk to us at Nuvia Dental Implant Center. At Nuvia, we only do dental implants. This allows us to perform advanced procedures that other providers just can't do. Visit NuviaSmiles.com to learn more or to schedule your free consultation. Nuvia, the safer way to a new smile.
Did you know Steamroller Copies just became an MSP?
Orange Tech, a new division of Steamroller, is a managed service provider, an IT management department which offers help desk, cybersecurity, and remote monitoring.
Are you working from home or don't need a full IT department? Then Orange Tech is the perfect solution for you.
You will have 24/7 network monitoring, comprehensive reporting, improved security, and best of all, save money.
Contact Orange Tech and we can get you Simply Covered service today at getorangetech.com or 435-522-5082.
Canyon Media and St. George News remind you to shop local Southern Utah. Now, more than ever, it's important to shop local whenever and wherever possible. Local retailers and their employees are facing uncertain times, and by you shopping local, it's an excellent way to support and strengthen our local communities. If we all come together and shop local, this helps our local economy become more resilient and stronger than ever. Shop local Southern Utah, brought to you by Canyon Media and St. George News.
ED is a legitimate health problem that is affecting more and more couples every day. And Prolong Medical Center at St. George truly has custom-designed treatment programs that can have almost instant effects. So don't wait. They'll create custom treatment plans to promote healthy blood flow to restore natural function. Prolong Medical Center of St. George has shockwave therapy that will help you get long-term results to improve your quality of life. Right now, get $200 off your custom treatment plan at prolongmedicalcenter.com.
What you need right now is a nice little getaway, and we have just what the doctor ordered. Retreat to Mesquite for the Casablanca Resort's $99 room and golf package. Right now, you can get a one-night stay in a gorgeous, super relaxing room at the Casablanca Resort and 18 holes of golf at your choice of either the Palms or Casablanca Golf Club. The perfect getaway you need right now. Book your $99 room and golf package now at CasablancaResort.com or call 877-438-2929.
Miracles occur every day for sick children in our community.
I have chronic granulomatous disease, which is an immune deficiency disease.
A brain tumor.
But they need your help to keep those miracles happening.
Leukemia.
Hi, I'm Freddie. Support courageous children battling life-threatening illness and become a miracle maker today. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
Thank you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I feel the world is broken. We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you
Thank you.
Kate Daly Show. Yeah, that's a wonderful song. The entire song is just amazing. Love it. And it's by Andrew Peterson. Is He Worthy? It's a really, really good song. Welcome back. Always gets me emotional, too. Welcome back to the show, of course. Love having you listen today because we're going to be talking about so many important things. Ron Paul coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, Alan Stevo and more with Paul, who's sitting in with me today. Dr. Paul Gooch is with me today. The doctor is in the house. How are you?
Kate, it's so nice to be here.
It is. I know. I'm actually really glad you're here. And before we get started, I just want to say, get over to Garage Doors Only. If you need a garage door, these are the people to do business with. I wouldn't do business with anyone else. They specialize in it. They know what they're doing. Their staff is amazing. They just so professional. What can I say? They just know what they're doing. And they've been doing it over 20 years. Best of Southern Utah, several years in a row. These people are the tops. So make sure that you go to Garage Doors Only. Make sure they're on Bluff Street. You'll love them. And tell them we sent you. So tell them hi. Okay, Paul, we have such a topic at hand, too, because this really is about the Republic and about how to get it back. And I've talked to you extensively about this, and you just have a wonderful way of putting this down so that people, putting it down on paper so people could understand really and truly more about the Republic that we all wish we had right now. It seems like we don't, it's not in place right now.
So you know, it's interesting. We've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we met living Republicanly.
Yeah, Republican Party. Yeah.
Well, yep. No, and I don't mean the party because we're going to talk about the small R Republic, but we were engaged in Utah's Republican form of government. That's how we got connected 10 years ago. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, you're right.
So I wanted to just maybe throw a shout out to Kristen and to segue into this because I was thinking as she was talking about the
bills,
centralization of the database. And this is Frederick von Hayek and his Road to Serfdom. And for your listeners who've never taken the chance to pick up Road to Serfdom by Frederick von Hayek, he was, he got a Nobel Prize for economics during the Reagan era. But his central thesis is that central planning always requires the strength of a dictator. This government has this urge that needs to be controlled to plan everything, right? Even if the goal is perfect, I mean, the goal of having a central database where you know whether people have been vaccinated or not, that could be fine, but it can never be implemented without force, and that's because people are contrary by nature. I mean, that's his observation. Okay. So it doesn't matter how perfect the goal is. Central planning is always the wrong thing to do. Government can't do it without exercising a lot of force. And our need to control our government, this is the topic that we're going to be sharing today. Like, we're in trouble because we cannot control our government.
Right.
It controls us. And our founding fathers never meant it to be that way. Like, this is a total inversion of how our founding fathers established our Constitution. And it has everything to do with the word republic, which is what we're going to talk about today. It's and
they say democracy so much in propaganda that our youth think we have a democracy, which is really mob rule. But it's interesting when you really look at a republic, it's a multifaceted republic.
Well, and this is really, this is really part of the problem is our language has been so corrupted. It's almost like we're having our own Tower of Babel moment, right?
Right, right.
The language has been so corrupted that the real meaning of what a republic is and what they were trying to establish is just lost to history. So I want to bring some of the historical language out so that we can and maybe give some definition to some concepts or whatever. That's what we want to do here today. So and let's shed some light on what our founding fathers meant when they established this republic, because it was a control mechanism. The control mechanism they give us is republicanism, small r republicanism. Okay. So but you know, first of all, I mean, the thing that we need to realize is, and I think most people sense this, some people know a lot of the details of it, but we're in trouble. America's republic is totally broken.
Right, right.
And it's actually supposed to be 50 republics.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And if you go to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, there's this shocking statement that, you know, most of us don't realize what it means here. I'm just trying to find so I can quote it specifically. But Article 4, Section 4 is a promise to mm-hmm. the states that they can have republican forms of government.
Right.
So what does that mean? And it's an interesting exercise, and mm-hmm. I want your listeners to think this through. Let's define the different forms of government that we know.
Okay.
Right? Like,
okay.
What are they? I mean, let's start with a monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
How do we define that? It's mm-hmm. simple, right? It's the rule by one person.
Sure.
How do we define oligarchy? It's rule by a group of people.
Okay.
You know, this is pretty easy. A lot of people can spit these definitions out.
Mm-hmm.
What is anarchy?
Something I'm starting to embrace.
Well, anarchy is rule. There is no rule.
There is no rule. Yes. In fact, John Adams was worried about that. He was worried about how they were going to form it because he didn't know how much to put in, how much not to. I mean, it's a tight wire, right?
Right.
It's tough.
So what is mm-hmm. democracy?
Mm-hmm.
And democracy is rule of the majority.
Yes, like a mob rule.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the republic that our founding fathers designed was specifically to address the problem of majority rule or mob rule that is a democracy. They were terrified of it, mm-hmm. right? So, all right, here's the hard part. Define republic.
Mm. Well, in so many ways, it's the voice of the people. So when they say democratic, it can be a democratic republic in some ways because the control mechanism to keep the mob rule down, right, would be then to have the forms of the representation of government sort of diced up, right? So that everybody has somebody that they send, right, to Congress, and we have a style of government that is representative, yet it's representative of groups of people too. So you can go into probably a much loftier representation. Well, I was talking to my kids about this very thing and trying to make it simple for them to understand because I said it can't just be mob rule, majority rule. You have to have representation of the people, different representatives that would represent the people's voice. And you can make sure those people are elected, right? Well, so go ahead.
Well, so this is why this is such an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I want to offer this exercise to your listeners. Sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and try to define republic. Hopefully you'll have a little easier time of it if you pay attention to what we're going to talk about here today. But don't feel bad. Our founding fathers had a hard time defining it. And mm-hmm. there is I've never been able to find in the public sphere anywhere a good tight definition for republic.
And because it's full of checks and balances. I mean, there's just so much to it.
Well, some of it is the meaning of words, which we're going to mm-hmm. talk about too, and the fact that meanings have been obscured so much. But even James Madison, I think Federalist 37, mm-hmm. is hitting on this problem of defining the word republic, and it's because it had already been, the meaning mm-hmm. had been corrupted a little bit because of Holland and France and stuff. They talk about it in Federalist 37. You can sense that, like, how do we define this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a one-word definition right now.
Okay.
If I had to break the definition of republic down to one word, and, mm-hmm. and it's an oversimplification, but the word is covenant. The word mm-hmm. is covenant, and by that I mean for a republic to exist, there has to be a contract. There has to be a two-way promise. There has to be a dual incentive, and that's where...
Absolutely.
But, all right, so...
And I love that definition of it, because it really, if people really think about that word, that is truly what it is.
Yes.
At the very depth of what it is.
Right at its core.
Right.
But let's unpack it.
Okay.
Let's unpack it for people, because we have 50 broken republics. And let me just back up a little bit. The reason that you and I are having this conversation here today mm-hmm. is because Utah was, as far as I understand it, Utah was the last state to lose its Republican form of government
mm-hmm.
in 2014
mm-hmm.
when whoever it was came in and took out our caucus convention system.
Right.
But that's a lot of language, you know, for people in the other 49 states, they may not know what that means. I want to break this down to its elemental form.
Okay.
Because we will not fix any of our problems until we regain connected control of our government. That's what's been lost. That's mm-hmm. what our founding fathers gave us. We've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Until we reestablish connected control, it's not coming back. So mm-hmm. so people in all of the states across the United States of America, we need to relearn the principles that our founding fathers laid out. So let's just define some words for a minute here so that when we talk about this, we have the right language. Mm-hmm. So power. Power is a word that we use wrong in a political sense all the time.
Right.
Power is simply, it is the gift of life force from nature and nature's God. We can't create power, but it's within us, and it's the life that is within us. Government doesn't have power, which is why we need to lay this definition down. Power is your ability to get up in the morning and move your arms and eat your breakfast and think your thoughts, okay? And it's uniquely yours, and it comes to us from nature and nature's God. What is control? Now, control is the ability to manipulate that life power. And politics, this is how we relate to each other and how we decide to apportion the control over that life's power. Religion, what's religion? And really simply, as far as the public sphere, it's what's the meaning behind the life force that nature and nature's God bestows upon us, and what is the meaning behind the rules of human political engagement? That's really what religion is. How do we relate to each other?
Right.
And why are we here?
Right.
What are we doing here? How can we have life? And by the way, politics and religion, you know, I'm a physician. We were told in school, don't ever talk about politics and religion. You can talk about the football game or the weather or whatever. But if you think about it, there is no topic that isn't religion and politics, because there's no topic that really isn't somehow tied to purpose or how we relate to each other, even sports and the weather, right?
It's a great point.
So we're always talking about politics and religion.
What about government? Define government.
So define government. Government, all right, this is really cool. We were mentioning, you have read the letters between Abigail Adams and John Adams,
I
right?
I have, yeah.
There was a watershed moment in those letters, because Abigail Adams, in a letter to John Adams, is describing the new government, and she crosses out the word them and writes in pencil the word it. And it was a paradigm shift, because that's part of the thinking that was changing, right? They had experienced government as a king. But for them to realize that government is not, it's not a group of people. It's not a monster. It's not a Leviathan. We're all guilty of this, by the way. Government's a beast, you know?
Right.
No, it's not. It's a thing. And that thing is basically words and language. And are we getting closer?
Yeah. You know what? Stop right there.
Go ahead.
We're going to come right back. More with Dr. Gooch when we come back.
I see the break
is coming. Don't go anywhere. I'm so glad Paul's with me today. And be right back.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse erectile dysfunction without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer free. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. 435-922-7000.
Hi, it's Greg from the world-famous Gold Ore Store. Today is a great day, my dear friends. Today is your day. Silver has finally received the support from the online forum communities. Reddit decided to pool their resources together and buy GameStop. And look what they did to Wall Street traders and those bankers. These same people and many other are at this very moment changing history as I speak. Have you heard the local and national news? The silver traders have been manipulating silver for the bankers and big business for hundreds of years. The time has come for silver to take its seat as the most highly valued precious metal. And these folks are out to make a difference for all of you that have either had silver in storage for decades or have wanted to buy into this silver bullion market. There is no more time to wait, folks. The time is now. Call the Gold Ore Store today, 435-703-9119. Now for a limited appointment or goldorestore.com.
Are you tired of paying too much for your ink and toner? Have you decided to purchase ink online for a better deal only to find that you've received an inferior product? St. George Ink and Toner is the local trusted authority for your printing needs. St. George Ink and Toner is less expensive than the big box stores and higher quality than anything you can find online. All products have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Come see why everyone is buying from St. George Ink and Toner at their new location, 273 North Bluff Street.
Call, click, or chat on stgeorgemattress.com, your first stop to a great night's sleep. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store. Call, click, or chat at stgeorgemattress.com. Get pre-approved for no-interest financing, or take our sleep survey and save even more on your next mattress purchase. Find our four Southern Utah locations on stgeorgemattress.com, your first stop to a great night's sleep. Nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody.
Now is the time to take care of your heating system during the New Year's Savings event with Air Care Professional. Whether you need a heating system tune-up or want to turn your garage, casita, or master bedroom into a comfortable hangout, Air Care Professionals can help you with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system. And get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. This is the best deal of the year. With offers like these, beat the rush and call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com. Voted best of Southern Utah.
Trucks, 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 baby. You looking for a nice used truck? Or maybe a nice used diesel truck? Come down to Red Rock Auto Sales 4x4 and Truck Center. We have all the trucks you could want at one location. Our new 960 South Bluff Street location is full of beautiful trucks. We carry every make of diesel truck on the market and every make of half-ton trucks on the market. With a huge selection of over 20 diesels in stock, you're sure to find your next truck at Red Rock Auto Sales 4x4 and Truck Center.
Hi, this is Dr. William Plum from Plum Dental. I want to take this moment to thank you for voting Plum Dental the best in Southern Utah for the second year in a row. At Plum Dental, we want you to be healthy. We want you to feel and look your best. We use the best materials and the latest technologies to safely and comfortably help you get there. If you're new in the area or are looking for a new dental home for your family, come check us out at plumdental.com and schedule your appointment today.
Nielsen RV presents another episode of the Do Nothings.
Daddy, all my friends are going camping President's Day weekend. We don't want to do that, do we?
Of course not, honey. We're the Do Nothings. We enjoy just sitting around doing nothing.
That's right. Who wants to make new memories anyway? Not me, I guess.
Don't be a Do Nothing. Get an awesome RV at a great price with the warranty forever at Nielsen RV off the Bluff Street exit, State Street in Hurricane, and NielsenRV.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I see.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, a little Abby Anderson for you. One of my favorite renditions of this song, Let Freedom Ring. Add it to your playlist. I'm telling you, when I'm driving, I listen to this song and it brings me to tears every single time. I can't listen to it without it doing that.
It probably makes you a nice driver.
It really does. I'm a very sweet driver. When emailing politicians, not so nice. When driving, listening to this, very nice. Very kind. Welcome back. Tropical Bullfrog. You can go get a Bullfrog hot tub at Tropical Pools and Spas. Almost up to $800 off, which is an amazing deal. Take advantage of it because they don't do this very often at all. And up to $2,000 off on a swim spa. Also, ABC, make sure you get your car over to ABC. They've fixed numerous cars, and my kids really have destroyed so many of my cars, and it's pathetic, but it has happened, and ABC is right there to help, so they're amazing. I just wanted you guys to know that if you get in an accident, you get to pick your provider. You don't get told that, but that's the truth. You can pick anyone you want. You pick ABC, 5-star rating, amazing company, Auto Body Central. You'll love these guys. I'm here with Dr. Gooch, but Dr. Paul Gooch, and we're talking about the Republic because we need to have a really firm grasp on how to get this Republic back. What can we do?
If you're just joining us, we're trying to lay down a couple definitions so all of this makes sense. There's a little bit to unpack when you go back to the ancient historical language to make sense of things. And what we're talking about is the fact that we have lost connected control of our government. That's the root of the problem.
Yeah.
And if we're ever going to hope to fix it, we have to reestablish connected control. And I don't know what this looks like. I don't know if we got to have a full reset before we get there or if we can somehow work our way back in. But the very first thing that needs to happen is we need groups of people in every state who will go back to look at what did our founding fathers mean when they guaranteed us Republican forms of government. In fact, Madison said in, I think, 43, I have to look and see, Federalist 43, it's like the states can experiment with Republican forms of government, but they would be, the Constitution prohibits states from replacing the Republican forms of government with anti-Republican forms of government. He was very explicit about that. What the heck was he talking about? This is what people need to get together and relearn what this means. So we've been laying down some definitions. I want to make a further point on government. Abigail Adams, as we mentioned, had crossed out the word them in a letter to John and replaced it with it. We have got to change how we think about government. It is an it, and that it is a group of words that is used to control the way we use our power, right? And sometimes helpful to think about government like an airplane. It's a machine, right? We need mechanics who can learn how the system works again so they can put it back together and make it work right.
Right.
You know, our plane's flying out of control because the people who are at the controls are not taking it to a good place. And the connected control that the people should have, just it's not there. So, you know, this is language. So here's a couple more definitions. Mm-hmm. What is self-determination? And really, that is just you waking up in the morning and deciding what to have for breakfast and how you're going to make your living and how you dress and how you conduct your life. What is self-government? Self-government is not deciding what to have for breakfast in the morning. This is a really important point. It is the habits and practices of self-rule, Thomas Jefferson talked about, that define living republicanly, if we can say that word.
Yes.
I'm coining a word here. And it's the institutionalization of the covenant relationship between the governing and the governed that maintains the proper control mechanisms by the people over their public officials. Self-government is the master link in the chain of connection with the people described by James Wilson to the Pennsylvania when he was trying to make the case for ratification in 1787. So there's a quote there. I want to, maybe we should go to that.
Okay.
Let's go to the history. Let's go to some of this historical language.
Right.
Okay.
I love it.
So where did our founding fathers get the idea for what is a republic? Mm-hmm. What is this Republican forms thing that Madison talks about? And they had dead examples, the Old Testament.
Sure.
And Israel.
Sure.
And Moses and the law of Moses. They quoted the Old Testament more than any other book, it has been said. I think that's true. But they had a living example. And this is so fascinating. Ben Franklin was taken by Chief Canisataga. The Iroquois Nation was really quite a civilized thing. And in fact, I read a book called Iroquois Diplomacy on the American Frontier. And there was this phrase that was in the book, just I can't even count hundreds of times, the phrase in the book describing our relationship with the Iroquois. The Iroquois called it a covenant chain. right? So Ben Franklin meets Chief Canisateha. Chief Canisateha gives him the metaphor of, here, if you take an arrow, one arrow, you can break it over your knee. Oh, now here's 13 arrows. Can you break the 13 mm-hmm. arrows over? No, you can't do it, right? There's right. strength in
sure.
unity. That was the object lesson there. And what Franklin learned from the Iroquois Nation was that the secret to their success was that they created the strength of unity, but they maintained the rights of the individual polity. And the secret is in the organizational structure of it, right? This is the living republic. This is where they saw how it functions in real life, not just theory, not just looking back in the scriptures, but mm-hmm. here's a group living it. We were so impressed. And this is the thing that's lost to history. You can find this in Mike Lee's book, mm-hmm. Forgotten Founders, Lost okay. to History, Forgotten Founders. Mm-hmm. You can find this story in there. So we send a delegation in August of 1775 to the Iroquois. We want to let them know that we've seen their example. We're using it in this republic that we're creating. And we said the following things, and I quote, "We're getting ready to rekindle the ancient council fire, renew the covenant,
mm-hmm.
and brighten every link of the chain." So those are very specific things. It's very specific ancient language that our founding fathers were using as they're trying to formulate the
right.
actual functional thing that makes this work. Where's the connected control come from? These are not just philosophical ideas. Like, they're functional things. So let me take you to... let's go to James Wilson. So he's one of our founding fathers. He signed... he's a constitution signer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's a really interesting guy. You'll find him widely quoted. When he went to Pennsylvania in December of 1787 to make the case, I've tried to read through it. I don't know how anybody could say that many words. I mean, it's just several
sure.
days worth, and you have to, like, I've waited and waited and waited for, but he comes to an end where he actually summarizes what did we get with the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so brilliant. It's so absolutely brilliant. He says to Pennsylvania, to convince them to ratify, he says, in conclusion, "A free government has often been compared to a pyramid. It's laid on the broad basis of the people." And by the way, think of our caucus convention
mm-hmm.
system. "Its powers gradually arise until they end in that most permanent of all forms. When you examine all of its parts, they will invariably be found to preserve that essential mark of free governments, a chain of connection with the people."
Hmm.
That's the mark of free governments, a chain of connection with the people. So, what are the functional elements of
yeah,
that?
Like the chain of connection versus ruling over people.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Right. And so the reason you and I are having this conversation mm-hmm. here today is because Utah had a Republican form of government that had all these elements that we're talking about. Like, you look at this language and you think about the experience we had in Utah until they killed our Republican form of government.
Sure.
And you recognize all these forms embedded in the experience that we had, right?
Right.
And so this is the secret sauce. There has to be a dual incentive between the people who we elect to represent us and the people.
Right.
And so what is that incentive structure? And it has to do, here's the organizational principle, right? This is where you can, this is the nuts and bolts of it. It's how we organize to nominate the people who end up on the ballot to get elected to represent us. And so the council fires that they talked about to the Iroquois, the igniting the ancient council fire, this is simply neighborhood councils. This is getting together as neighbors in neighborhoods, in small groups, and electing a non-government layer of representation. There's a non-governmental layer of representation between us and those who we elect, right?
Sure.
And this looks like, it looks like this. Your neighbors, you get together in our caucus convention system. we say, gosh, Kate, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We like the way you think. We trust your instincts. We know you do research. We want you to go vet the candidates, the people who want to get elected to
mm-hmm.
office. There's a bunch of them, right? And we want you to go look at their records if they have one. We want you to go meet them face to face. We want you to shake their hands, look them in the eye, decide if they're honest. And then in the process, candidates by their merit rise out of that and end up on the ballot so that in the general election you have somebody that's been through this vetting process.
And then I'm accountable to the people that just put me in that position too.
Right. So if you're a delegate from the neighborhood, you're accountable to your neighbors. You live with them. You go to church with them. You see them in the grocery store, right? So this is an important connection. But what's the incentive structure really, really look like? And for those who want to get elected, right, well, what is it right today, by the way? Let's compare what it is today. If you want to get elected to office somewhere, you need three things. You need a bank account. You need a lot of money. And you need top of mind name awareness, TOMA.
Yeah.
You need fame. And money.
Shiny posters.
And incumbency. Like those are the things, those are the golden tickets to access to political power. And what was the American ideal? And access to political power was supposed to be based on merit. That's the currency, right?
Right.
So the incentive structure is for somebody that wants to be elected to office. Like, you got to pay attention to the delegates that get elected in the neighborhoods who you're responsible to. You do not get on the ballot unless you convince the delegates by your merit that you're the right guy for the job. You're the most honest. You're the most principled. You understand the Constitution. And so that's the incentive structure that way.
Right.
And then the incentive structure the other way for us, the people, is we get connected control by living the habits and practices of self-rule.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're looking at a break or how much time we have.
We got about two minutes.
All right. So let me see if I can find really quick here this. Okay.
You know, John Adams said this. He said, you'll think me transported with enthusiasm, but I'm not. And he was talking about the fact that that everything was getting launched, right, in 1776. And he said, I'm well aware of the toil, the blood, and the treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all the means, and that posterity will triumph in the day's transaction, even although we should rue it, should I trust in God, you know? And I thought, you know, it's amazing because he talked about us as people and our vices and all the things that we would have to work through as people, the nature of man, in order to keep this, maintain this declaration. And he was worried about it. He was worried about it for good reason, as we can see right now.
Right. So, Madison, I was trying to find the quote really fast here. I mean, I have my phone in front of me. It keeps turning on and off. But he made the point that that our republic had to depend, our elected officials had to depend on the good graces of the people. This is not just election stuff. This is actually the direct thing we're talking about, where there's this direct connection between elected officials and people at the neighborhood level.
Isn't that truly how it works, though? I mean, talking to our guest from East Germany, even in protest, they had to get the small groups first. You had to go and get the small groups of neighborhoods together to get that strength before you could all come together. It's just amazing.
Think about the genius of it, too, really. Mm-hmm. Like, they tried to break political power up and spread it, or political control, right? Let's use the right language. They tried to break up political control and spread it out wide, so there's your separation of powers, but they also wanted it to start at the bottom.
Right.
Right. There's a vertical component to it. And it's, you know, there's federalism, there's the, you know, 17th Amendment problem and stuff like that. But still, it still starts at the bottom. It still starts at the neighborhood level.
Absolutely. We're going to come back more with Paul at the last part of the show, and we're going to continue this conversation. We have two guests in between, Ron Paul and Ellen Stevo, and then back to Paul. So make sure that you get the other part of this if you're listening to it on podcast. And I'll number the section so that you know which part you're listening to. But amazing. Thanks,
awesome.
Paul.
So great to be here.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Lots of food for thought. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Hi, this is Josh from Lionsgate Recovery, and today we want to share a few of our Google reviews that have given us a 4.8 out of 5 over the years. Bree says, I've been to other treatment centers, and Lionsgate Recovery has succeeded where others did not. Blake states, Lionsgate Recovery is great. They deeply care about their clients. And Jason writes, my son attended Lionsgate Recovery, and they saved his life. I've not seen or heard one bad thing. These are just a few of the 85 total good reviews. Come check them out on Google and see for yourself.
Attention homeowners of Southern Utah. Ionic Smart Solutions wants to help simplify your life by helping you claim, on average, $8,000 in tax credits without spending a dime, just for going solar. If you've considered going solar before, new laws in the state of Utah are making homeowners look again. Making the switch to solar now will insulate you from the rising cost of energy. You'll enjoy carefree living knowing that the changes you make will preserve our environment. And let's not forget how going solar increases the value of your home. So don't let the sun go down on these savings. Visit IONIXSmart.com to lock in these rates today for a better tomorrow. Ionic Smart Solutions, your life simplified.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.